8:20, and we are joined on the phone by Frank Frazetto of the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Doing good.
Enjoying this brisk little weather break we've got?
I don't mind the temperature because the sun is out.
There you go. That makes a difference. Makes all the difference.
Indeed.
So Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection just came out with the list of the top consumer complaints for last year.
Yes, we did. And the 2015 list puts the spotlight on identity theft and imposter phone scams as top concerns for Wisconsin consumers last year. And a review of these complaints that we received shows that telemarketing remains the perennial leader among the complaint categories, and that, unfortunately, was bolstered by these threatening IRS phone scams and tax-related ripoffs regarding the identity theft category. So those two, telemarketing and identity theft, unfortunately jumped out. And I have to tell you, this identity theft jumped into third place at an 80% increase over last year. That's huge.
Wow, that is.
Unfortunately, the major factor within that number of the identity theft was actually tax fraud, meaning scammers are actually filing tax returns in front of the real consumer, the real individual who should be filing that tax return. And so when you go out and file your tax return and have it rejected by the IRS or the state because somebody else has already filed a fraudulent claim, tax return, you're going to have a lot of time and effort in order to get that cleared up. And so it's very unfortunate, but that was behind that particular number in identity theft.
I just saw a story on the state newswire this morning. They sentenced the first of three sisters to 14 years in prison. Supposedly the three sisters in 2011 and 2012 filed something like $250,000 worth of bogus returns.
Whoa.
So first one, yeah, I think she got 14 years.
Well, you know, when we're talking about identity theft and all and you know, the different scams that are out there, the bottom line, you know, the underlying fundamental there is people want to steal. I mean, it's thievery. So when you consider thousands of dollars in income tax refunds that are waiting for people once they file, that's a treasure trove. And if, you know, if a thief is able to figure that out, apparently these sisters were, that's a lot better than trying to, you know, take $50, $100, $150. And I don't mean to minimize that, but it's a much bigger payday, basically. And so we need to be prepared to keep our identity under lock and key and not allow ourselves to become victim to this particular fraud.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, and how these are still coming around. This one, and I'm guessing the utility pay scam is in there somewhere too.
Exactly. And in fact, that the telemarketing, that's our number one complaint, it did rise 18%. And now it's up to over 2,500 complaints that we received this year. And what drove that was the IRS scams, the robocalls from Rachel and Lisa and Sarah, who are trying to lower your interest rate on the credit card services or some other variant of that name. As you mentioned, the utility scams are in there, the Medicare scams and the medical devices, all of those. Those were the ones that were the drivers behind the rise in the telemarketing complaints.
So what else made the list this year?
Well, landlord-tenant has been, it's kind of solidified its place as number two. And the complaints rose a little bit, but they're pretty static if you look at 13, 14, and 15 and so on. Telecommunications, this is the bundle services, the internet service provider, the cellular, cable and satellite. That came in at number four. Home improvement was number five. And again, the numbers are fairly static over the last few years. And then that was followed by motor vehicle repair gas pump accuracy, which actually that's a number 7 position, but the number of complaints did go down, which is good because that way we know we're getting what we pay for at the pump. So, and then followed by motor vehicle sales used and new at number 8, computer and equipment at number 9, and then radio, TV, and video stereo complaints at number 10.
What kind of complaints there on the number 10 for radio, TV?
Well, you know, that's one of those really good questions, but it's, you know, a little bit about perhaps misrepresentation or product quality, you know, different type of service warranties and things
gotcha.
Of that sort.
Okay, so you saw something on advertised on TV that you just had to have. You ran out and got it, and turns out it really didn't make waffles while it shoveled your driveway.
And some of the fine print you may have not really read carefully, and so what you thought was a part of this transaction was really not, and so you have to go back and try and rectify that.
Ah, okay, gotcha. So, as we head into the spring here, any more any new things that tend to be sort of seasonal? I would imagine we're probably going to start to see some of those things from spring start developing again, huh?
I think so. I got to go back and double check where we're at with all of that. But as the weather starts warming up, people are going to potentially see door to door folks trying to sell different things, services, home improvement. You got to be real careful here, and when you say spring, I'm in a group in all the way to April 15th, because when we were talking about the tax fraud, we're already receiving complaints on that right now, and so I want to make sure that your listeners are aware of that. So don't wait until April 15th to file your tax return. File it as soon as you possibly can.
Always a good idea. Then you can blow through the money quicker. Right?
Yeah, for your spring break, Rick.
Right, exactly. Speaking of spring breaks, I would imagine this is probably a good time of year for people to get to have vacation scams tossed in their face.
Very good point, Rick. Thanks for bringing that up. That is, especially as we still have that white stuff on the ground, the vacation scams. I mean, you need to make sure to pay attention to the sales pitches that these folks want to put your way. You know, you're going to be sequestered in a room with a number of other people and looking at aqua water and white sand beaches and things like that. But take a moment to go on our DATCAP website and look up some of the things on our fact sheets regarding the vacation rentals and timeshares, which is also another good thing to take a look at, and know what if you're going to participate in this, know what the rules and the responsibilities are behind those who are going to be providing those sales pitches.
I'm also thinking spring break trips for college kids. They need to have somebody look through and make sure that, you know, if you're thinking of going to South Padre or wherever it is kids go these days,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that if it's, you know, are you going to have a room? Is that part of it? Is that room going to have beds? You know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And not only that, but Punta Cana seems to be a positive destination point over in the Dominican Republic for a number of people. Make sure when you leave that you, if you're going to be taking your plastic with you, don't be taking debit cards. Or if you do, make sure that you have only enough in there to cover what you think you might be buying. Take absolute precautions on keeping your credit cards and personal information under lock and key and with you at all times, because you're going to be going through international airports where there are all sorts of things going on, and it's very easy to lose your concentration and find out that when you return home, some of your account information is either depleted or somebody has been busy racking up credit in your name. So be very careful.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I hope that we start out the year on a positive note and that identity theft is a thing of the past, but it's going to take all of us to remain vigilant and stop and think when people approach you. If you don't need what somebody is trying to sell you before they called you or contacted you, then maybe you don't need it. And so hang up phones if you're going to be pressured into buying things or getting or people asking for your personal information. How's that, Rick?
All right, that sounds good. Sounds like good advice.
Okay.
All right, community conversation with Frank Rossetto, Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Thank you very much, sir. Always appreciate the information you share with the listeners.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.